It's Thursday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So following on from Tuesday's teaching where I was getting you to think about situations that have made you stronger and more resilient and how this has had a positive impact on your life. Today I want to carry on with that and to look at particular situations in your life that have led to your greatest healing. So there will be situations that have come into your life in the past, you might even be going through one presently, that are a turning point in our life, that give us those insights or aha moments, as they're called, into what is really going on for you. Sometimes really difficult situations come into our life to get us to stop for a moment and to look at where we really are. Are we being true to ourselves? Are we actually speaking, what we need and finding what we desire in our life? Are we going around in our life living up to other people's expectations but not living up to our own? Are we dimming our voice because we're just doing what the right thing is to do and we want to satisfy maybe family or friends or work? Whatever it is, when one of these events happens, and this doesn't have to be a traumatic event, it could just be something that was challenging, or a bit difficult. It's the thing that happened, and when you were able to work through it and heal from it, or even in the process of healing from it, it actually changed you for the better. Something shifted in you, nearly in your DNA, whether like a really true aspect of yourself came to the surface, whether you discovered a whole other piece of yourself that you did not know existed. Something changed, and it changed how you then went about your life. Maybe you spoke up more about things. Maybe you're more confident. Maybe you hold back a little bit more and don't give all of yourself to every person and everything in the world. Maybe it made you change career. Maybe it made you, be the person that you truly want to be. So I'd really love you to think about that. And similar to Tuesday, the reason why I want you to think about that is because when you're moving towards a path of self-discovery, you have to acknowledge these wonderful things that have actually shaped you, that while they've been challenging, they have shaped you for the positive. So like a very small example of this would be when I used to work in law, I really wanted to be a lawyer, obviously. I was working in law and I was studying at night time doing my law exams. It was really difficult. It took years to do. But over the kind of last maybe year or so of that, I really wasn't enjoying it anymore. I loved studying law, I loved reading about it, even talking about it in work, but the actual work wasn't doing anything for me. And I was really battling with what I wanted to do. So I actually got made redundant and it took me out of that place. And I went away and worked somewhere else for a few months. And I said, no, I really want to do law. I'm going to go back. So I went back and I was all gung ho about everything I wanted to do. And I decided then I was going to go for my apprenticeship. And when I went for my apprenticeship, I had worked in this company for years. I had stayed really late when people had to go home to pick their kids up from creche or whatever. I was the one that was there to do the work because I was single, I lived by myself. I had no kind of responsibilities I needed to get home for. And I really wanted to prove myself. And I had like recommendations and everything from partners, and it was all wonderful. And I didn't get through to the second round, and I was absolutely devastated because I'd worked in two very small law practices before and had been offered in both of those my apprenticeship when I finished my exams. And I turned both of them down because I wanted to work for a big law firm. So I was sitting there absolutely devastated about it. And when I went for my kind of post interview with HR, she basically told me I hadn't gone to the right school. And I remember thinking, what the hell? Like, I have a degree. I'd also done like a diploma in family law while I was doing all of the law exams, which are really, really hard. So I was like, I've done all of that. I've worked my ass off in this place and before, and it's still not good enough. So a partner I used to work for, I said it to him, and he told me to go and speak to the partner that had actually interviewed me and not to take that into my mind. So I went and I had the interview with him and I said, look, this is just what I've been told and like I'm just really unhappy about it. And he said to me, I just didn't think that you wanted it. I really just didn't see that you wanted it enough. And I remember sitting looking at him, and this guy was like really down to earth. He had not come from the right background or the right schools or anything. So I knew he was talking to me like properly and I could forget about all of that nonsense. And he just said, like, we've people who come in here and they want to be a partner in 4 years. And he's like, you do not want that. He's like, I question, do you even want to be a lawyer? So I was kind of annoyed. But when I left that day, I just thought to myself, he's so right. Like, I don't want this. And he could see it in me and he could feel it in me. Now, I had started my tarot practice up probably about a year and a half before this happened. So I thought to myself, right, I'm just going to go and I'm going to do this. And probably out of stubbornness, because I am quite stubborn, I went back in, handed my notice in, said I wasn't working my month after what they did to me. And I was like really pissed off, and I would only give them a week's notice. And off I went on my, off I left with like no income and this idea that I could just do this. Like, and we'd only bought our house like about 8 months beforehand. My husband, thankfully, is really supportive. But actually leaving, that was really difficult for that to happen, because I had seen this plan for myself and I had worked very, very hard to get there. So I did feel a little bit deflated about being told I wasn't good enough for it, even though I was being told he didn't see that I wanted it. But it did feel like a rejection. And then when I went out to kind of work for myself, like, that is really hard when you're starting off, and I'd given up like a really good income. But look where I am now, you know, like, that I left work 11 years ago, nearly 12 actually, and I wouldn't look back. It was really challenging at the time to do it, and was challenging for the first probably 5 years, you know, when you're starting to try to build up yourself. But that led to my greatest healing, because it moved me back into the purpose of where I'm supposed to be. And I think when we can kind of come through it and see it like that, because it wasn't like this big, like you see in the films or whatever, where you leave your job and it's like, you know, your Jerry Maguire moment where you leave and everything just works out. It didn't just work out. It was really shit. It was really hard, like, you know, to make that adjustment and to go from working and then like working on my own, not seeing anybody during the day and all of those different things that came with it. So that's, I'm after waffling on as usual, but that's just a small example that I'm giving to you of a challenge that actually led to my greatest healing, because this work has also led to my greatest healing. You might have an event that's much more challenging than that, and I would have other life events that are way more challenging than that too, that have led to great things. But it's the ones that actually changed, that changed the course of my career. So that changed me, like, I was only, I don't know what age I was then, 12 years ago, 28, 27 at the time probably, and that shaped everything for me from that point. So here I am at 40 and my career has been completely different. And thank God I didn't work in law, because I would absolutely have hated it and probably burnt out about 100 times over at this stage. So just something for you to think about today, and I look forward to connecting with you next week.